Ikenanana Yoko Okona. Welcome, welcome, welcome. There is a very distinct smell of tobacco in this room. Yoko nani ieshke nanana yoko ieshke na. The one who is speaking, ieshkona, maybe it's just the sage or something that they use to cleanse the space or something.
Ieshkona. When you said it, I smelled it.
But there is a very distinct smell of tobacco. So if you are with us, we welcome you, Ieshke Nana no Yoko. And we also say that you are to be of light and love, Ieshkona Nana Ieshke Na, because this is sacred space, Yokona. But the fact that you're here and we have set the sacred space means that you are of light and love. Anono Ieshke Nana no Yoko Okona. Very interesting. Anono Ieshke Nanana Yoko. It is the first time that we are in a more public space. For the one who is speaking, this is a different venue or type of venue for her, Ieshke Nanana Yoko Okona. You should see her. She is looking around the room, looking for the one who is smoking tobacco. Ieshke Nanana Yoko. But all will be well, we are certain. And Yoko Nanana Ieshke Na in the presence of Anono Ieshke Nanana Yoko. The words heaven's gate are opening. Ananieshkena are coming. Ieshkena nana yoko. It is with okay, and Nona Yeshke, now we're just going to start saying a few things that have come to the attention of the one who is speaking. The words heaven gates is opening, Ieshkena, and that would obviously make sense, Yokona, because a beloved of hers transitioned recently. Ieshkona nani Yokona Ieshkena, but beyond that, Ieshkena, we are looking at the implications of what is happening in the spaces beyond earth, Yokona na Ieshkena, and the unseen spaces, Yokona nani Ieshkena, that are beyond the, I guess, the technological fields, Yokona nani Ieshkena. So when we are talking about Heaven's Gate, Anoni Ieshkena nani Yoko, is the opening, Anoni Ieshkena, of multidimensional pathways, Yokona nani Ieshkena, that will be happening over the course of the next 30 months, Yokona nanani ekena. Actually, very intensely over the next 30 days, Yokona nanani ekena, and then flowing through the next 30 months, Yokona nanani ekena nanani yoko. These pathways, Yokona, or gateways, Ieshkena nanani yoko, are significant, Ieshkona nani Ieshkena, because if, as we talk about the evolution, Ieshkona, rather than the elevation, Ananani Ieshkona, you could almost see yourself sitting at a doorway and then seeing all of these other doorways opening, Ieshko, but all on the same level, Ieshkona. It's just which doorways you get through are Ananani Ieshkena in synchronization or in sync, Ieshkena nana Ieshkona, with many things. First of all, it is the nani Ieshkena, the synchronization of your life's path, Yokona nana Ieshkena. So it is time for you to begin to walk through multiple doorways, Yokona, into more subtle regions, Yokona nana Ieshkena, so that you have a greater understanding, Ieshkona, of the non-physical that is affecting your Ieshkona physical, dimensional, Niokona Niekena life, Ieshkona. That is one, Ieshkona. The second is Iekena Nana Nioko, that there is an evolution, Ieshkena, of humanity as a whole, Ieshkena Nana Nioko. And so as humanity evolves, Ieshkona Nana Ieshkena, you will be called to be in certain evolutionary sequences, Ieshkona nani Ieshkena, some of which you will have to grow into, Ieshkona, and this growth will come in many different and how do we say this? Anani Ieshkena. The growth will be individualized, however, the sequences or the energized fields are stable. Yokona. So it is not humanity that is affecting the fields. It is the fields that are affecting humanity. Ioshkona na Ieshkena. And the way that you get influenced by these new energies, Iokonas, or these new doorways that are opening, Iokona, Ieshkena, can come in many forms. Some will actually have physical discomfort. Ioshkona na Ieshkena, because the bodies have not been taken care of. Ieshkena na Nanioko, and so therefore you have to be in the frequencies to understand, you know, as you go into the frequencies, your body evolves to match the frequency. However, if you've been filling your body full of non-supportive Nanioshkona energy, Iokona Nani Eshkena, we're talking of food, we're talking of mindset, we're talking of Anoni Eshkena, material surrounding Anoni Eshkena, then things will have to shed in order to be able to match the gateway in which you have been presented, Yoshkona Nani Eshkena. We are saying that these gateways are multidimensional and not evolution as opposed to ascension or elevation, because it is not good or bad. Some people are supposed to be in the doorway of medicine. Some people are supposed to be on the pathway of spiritual evolution. Some people are supposed to be on the pathway of Nioshkona Naniyekina, being able to manipulate, energize, or Yononiyeshkena, move the non-physical or move the material into the non-physical and back again. Yoshkona Naniyeshkena. Some people, you know, Naniyeshkena, will be at the doorway where they will actually be moving through the various dimensions to bring wayward souls that are supposed to be in some place, but they sort of got lost in between. They will be moving people through to, like, almost like tour guides. However, there's still free will, so Yoshkona, not everybody will want to go with their guide or with their guidance. Yoshkona na Yeshkena. There will also be doorways and pathways of both explorers, Yoshkona na Yeshkena, as well as Yoshkona na Yeshkena, like teachers, Yoshkona na Yeshkena. Both of these groups will be able to travel interdimensionality into different realms of these doorways, Yoshkona. They won't be stuck in one place, Yoshkona. Some people will enter the doorway and enter their pathway, and they will be in that path, and that's where they'll be, and they'll do the work from there. But there's also these other Anoni Ieshkena group of evolved beings that will be able to go in through the various doors and travel quite easily and freely into these different interdimensional spaces, Yoshkona na Ieshkena. So you would say, what are these interdimensions? So we would say that in the colloquial term, people are talking in terms of fourth dimension or fifth dimension or sixth dimension or seventh dimension. Yoshkona na Ieshkena, but just the assignment of the number gives it a hierarchical point of view. This is really a prism, Anononi Ieshkena, of interdimensionality, Ieshkena na Nioko, where all of humanity will come together on some level, Ieshkena na Nioko. And the shadows of the Nonyokona evolution duality that has been happening in what you would call the third dimension, Ieshkena na Nioko, will then fall away, Ieshkena na Nioko, so that there can be a greater Iokona sense of Iokona na Niekena being as source itself, Ieshkena na Nioko na Niena. Why is this even possible, or why is this even possible is not the right word. Anoni Ieshkena, why is this necessary, Yoshkona na Ieshkena? Why is this evolution necessary, Ieshkena na Nioko? Well, in the greater sense of things, Yoshkona na Ieshkena, there is a there is an expansion of the energy. Once you release the encasement of the physical body and everything that is limiting the physical body to be stuck in one physical place. And once this evolution transpires, we are not saying that you will leave physical form. We are not saying that there is going to be some mass exodus of souls necessarily. But what we are saying is, that the souls will actually be craving divine love, peace, compassion, generosity, and kindness. And when we get into those realms, the teaching of that which is not known at this time expands into vibratory frequencies that you just cannot even imagine at this point. So the encasement of the limitation of the third dimension and the physical body, is not allowing the full evolutionary greatness or brilliance, yokona. Think of it's almost like you have a muddy purple, and then you have a jewel tone purple, and then you have a purple that is so electric that it looks like it's lit up. So you might call that magenta fuchsia, and then you might call this, royal purple or that blue purple, and then you look at this other purple and it's sort of dirty and muddy. That is what is happening in the vibratory frequencies of humanity as a whole, Ieshkena na Nioko. So when we talk about the peace, iokona, love, iokona, compassion, generosity, kindness, evolution, education, anani yoshko, our ability to just move as a whole unit, iokona, anani yekena, for the betterment of all yoshkona, not just humankind, but all kind, ieshkena, anani yoko, then we, iokona, anani yekena, see this expansion and of a greater anani oshkona ieshkena, of a greater ananayoko iekena, of a greater force ieshkena ananayoko iekena. So why is all of this necessary? Well, who wouldn't want this iokona ieshkena? But the issue is imagining it, understanding it, knowing it, anoniyeshkena, and releasing your soul self, iokona, into the infinite possibility, ieshkena naniyoko, that this iokona, highly iokona, energized ananiyeshkena intelligence exists, iokona naniyeshkena. What we would say then is the evolution of all things that are limited. If you think of a limitation, yokona, imagine it within your limited mind, yokona, to be evolved into greatness, goodness, kindness, love, peace, compassion, intelligence. Onone yeshkena. That is the other thing, yeshkona na yekena. The infinite intelligence, yokona na yekena. The exchange of information, yokona na yeshkena. In all fields, to all kinds, iokona naniyeshkena, brings the entire matrix of the multiverse, iokona iekena, into a synchronistic, iokona naniyeshkena, oneness, iokona naniyeshkena, that evolves, iokona naniyeshkena naniyoko, iokona iyeshkena, into divinity, into the divineness, ananiyoko, into the iokona ananiyoko, infinite iokona structure of man, iokona of mankind, ieshkena naniyoko. It is hard to believe iokona naniyeshkena something, ieshkena naniyoko, when you don't even have a precept or a concept or an example or something tangible, something where you could go and say, oh, look at over there. So it's almost like we all become these light beings, in a scientific movie that they have, those what do you call those things? Those sci-fi movies, right? You have those sci-fi movies and there's these divine intelligent beings that just seem to be so superior, iokona. But really what it is returning to the essence of who we truly are, ieshkona na ieshkena, and evolving into iokona iekena. We are using the word a divinity, iokona, but evolving into an existence, iokona niekena. where you could look at the fellow person and say, I truly love you, I truly want the best for you, and I truly will evolve into your greatness with you. Iokona, because as you are great, I am also great as well. Iokona, we are the I am. Ieke na na nioko. Now, this is not saying that the third dimension will be eradicated. Iokona na ieke na. This is saying that the third dimension will evolve, because all of the people who go through these doorways, these gateways, Iokona na ieke na, still maintain a third dimensional existence. Iokona na ieke na. This planet is very Iokona na ieke na critical. Ieshke na na nioko, the blues, the greens, Iokona na ieshke na, the coolness, Ieke na na nioko, is essential for the, has a essential component for the survival of the multiverse in as a whole, Ieshke na na nioko. So this is really talking about existing through these doorways and also existing in this multi, in this sort of undignified, very unidimensional space. The space will evolve Iokona na Ieshkena into a place, Iokona into an existence, Iokona na Ieshkena, that will actually Iokona na Ieshkena be critical to the quintessential essence and survival of the multiverse as a whole, Ieshkona na Ieshkena. This place, this planet, this existence, this humanity cannot be duplicated, Iokona, easily, Iokona or readily, Iokona na Ieshkena. Some have tried, Iokona na Ieshkena, and the clone, Iokona, has not been relevant, Iokona, Ieshkena, Iokona, because how do you duplicate the soul? How do you duplicate the soul lessons? How do you duplicate the journey, Iokona, and the unique teachings of each individual, Iokona, on this planet? So we are not saying that duality will be immediately eradicated, Iokona, Ieshkena, over the next 30 days, Iokona na Ieshkena na Nayoko. However, Ieshkena, please look at this as a 30 days to 30 months, Ananiyeshkona Ieshkena, but look at this as almost like a cleansing force that is coming through humanity and allowing specified individuals to come into their unique eloquence of knowing their specific life path, their specific soul journey, and their specific spiritual gift that allows this planet to shift in a very dynamic Iokona na Ieshkena and Iokona. They're using the word eloquence in an eloquent way, Ieshkena na Nayoko, Iekena. Ioko Iekena na Nayekena. Once the evolution, Anana na Iekena, that begins within 30 days to 30 months, is ignited, Ioshkona na Ieshkena na Nayoko. This force of individuals, Iekena na Nayekena, will be able to work the subtle fields in ways that have never been seen before, Iokona na Ieshkena. So this is not the, this is not war, Ioshkona, in the physical sense. Iokona na Ieshkena na Nayoko. This is evolution, Iokona, in the spiritual sense. That the mind, and we are talking in terms that you can understand here, that the mindset, the heart set, and the elemental energy set of the individuals that are going to be walking through these gateways or these doorways, Iokona, will shift so greatly, Ieshkena na Nayoko, that just the presence of one in a room can shift an entire event. Or Ionona Ieshkena, an event, Iokona, an environment, Ononona Ieshkena, or principled speech, Okona Ieshkena. And we say principled speech, we mean good or bad, Iokona, principles of Ananiyoku, that is a judgment, Iokona Ieshkena, that was the translator, Ieshkena Ananiyoku. But in the polarity, Iokona Ieshkena, you will see, Iokona Ieshkena, that all spectrums of the of this all spectrums of the frequency can be shifted by the individual who has gone through these gateways or these doorways that have opened. Ono ni eish kena nani yoko. The one who is speaking, Iesh Kena Nana Yoko, is becoming more concerned about the cultural divide, Iyoko Nana Iesh Kena Nana Yoko. And this is very relevant for the time because Iyosh Kona Nana Iesh Kena, if the one of color cannot hear Iesh Kena, the calling, Ono Kona, or does not have the key within them that lock, that opens the gateway, Iesh Kena, because they are too busy listening to the cultural environment, Iyoko Nana Iesh Kena. There will be a lack of representation of that kind, Iokona Nieshkena, in the force, Iokona Nieshkena. We are going to give some releasing of the mandate, Iokona Nieshkena, because the new information, Iokona, that is coming forward today, Iokona, Iokona, Iekena, is that in these energetic fields that we are calling the gateways or the doorways, Iokona, Nieshkena, it gets down to the quintessential essence. Therefore, the color, the race, the skin tone, Iokona, Nieshkena, becomes less significant. Iyeshkena, Nanioko, Okona. We will say, however, Anani, Iyeshkena, that the ancestral energy, Ioskona Nieshkena, and the recordings of the ancestral occurrences, Okona Nieshkena, do still require the cleansing and the completion, Iokona Nieshkena, so those ancestors are prepared to be part of this force, Iokona Nieshkena. So the work towards Iokona Nieshkena, releasing or cleansing the ancestors, is to continue Iokona Nanieshkena. So as they return, Ieshkena Nanioko, the new embodiment is prepared to move through the doorways, Iokona Nieshkena. And this is the point of the previous communication, Iokona Nieshkena Nanioko. There may be a little bit of conflict in the thinking, Anono Ieshkena, that if the energy is all source, Iokona na Ieshkena, what does the culture have to do, Iokona na Ieshkena, with one's unique ability to move into Ieshkona, the gateways, Iokona, or the doorways, Iekena na Ieshkona? We would say to you, however, that the representation upon the return is what is critical. Therefore, the community must be represented, Ioshkona, upon the return. It is not just a matter of going through the doorway, Anonieshkena, assessing your gift, Anonieshkena, and doing a cyclical return, Ieshkena. Each Anonieshkena, the planet Earth, Iokona Nanieshkena, will still have diversity, Ieshkena Nanioko. And therefore, it is important that that diversity is represented, Ioshkona na Ieshkena, as the essence of the spiritual. No, that's not right. As the essence. As the essence returns, Iokona. And the energy, Iokona Nieshkena Nieke, is presented. As long as this planet exists in this way, Ieshkena Nanioko, the evolution to spiritual oneness, Iekena Nanioko, and the Nunioshkona Iekena, the translation is getting a little skewed. Anonieshkena. This is a planet of free will, Iokona Ieshkena Nanioko, Iekena. It will always be a planet of free will, Ioshkona Nieshkena Nanioko. But what we are saying is, Yokona, if there is more free will towards the shift into the evolved frequencies, Yoshkona Naniyekina, then the planet as a whole shifts and tilts. Does that make sense? Yokona Niyeshkena Naniyoko. Eventually, the free will look like this evolved space and this evolved species. However, we are in a time of transition. So, Iyoko na Iyeshke na Naniyoko, more energy that is the energy represented through the wisdom keepers and the teachers comes forward, Iyeshke na Naniyoko. Then, Iyoshko na Iyeshke na, they ignite and unite Iyoko na with those who are seeking an evolved, higher one mind, one intelligence, one love, one source, one mind. Yoko na ni yeshke na ni yoko. They are saying something around the idea of to hate at any level. Yoshkona perpetrates more hate. Yoshkona ni eshkena. So even if you were hating an abhorrent event, yoshkona ni eshkena, love it instead. Yoshkona ni eshkena. That is very important, and that is one of the lessons of the wisdom keepers. Anono ni ieshkena. And it will not come like kumbaya to be in this place, but it will be a conscious shift of energy in order to shift that which is abnormal and dehumanizing. Yokona na ieshkena. Visualize a group of people from this higher plane, or who have been evolved into this higher frequency, sitting in a room and saying, we want this to change for the greater good. Yokona na yeshke na naniyoko. With no definition, no judgment, no how to, no what the outcome is going to look like. Literally sitting in source, yokona na yeshke na, to evolve a situation into the highest expectation or representation of source, Iokona Naniyeshkena. So, as you can hear, translation is coming. This is new to the one who is speaking as well. And Naniyeshkena, in some ways, her experiences and her Ananiyoshko language and her Yoshkona Yeshkena Anani Yeshkena is got to Yokona be fully released into source, so the translation is not skewed by her Anoni Yeshke limited perspective. Anoni Yeshkena Nana Yoshko. Overall, good job. Yoshkona Yeshkena Anani Yoshko. Towards the end, a little shaky. Yoko nani yeshke na nani yoko. So, the Eshkia Kona, we will have her rest now. This is a different place for her. Yeshke na nani yoko. Know that the yeshke na, the frequencies of the all-knowing Yoshkona, oneness of good. No, that's not the right translation. Know that the all-knowing spectrums, Iokona, Anani Ekena Niyoko, and aspects of the one mind, one source, Iokona Anani Eshkena, is exposing itself, Iokona, in ways that have not been open for humanity to tune into, Iokona Anani Eshkena Naniyoko. Iokona Eshkena, these evolutionary spectrums of Anona Yeshkena, light, we will say, light, Yokona. Is Yokona na Yeshkena na Yoko Okona? Yokona Yekena, literally doorways that you, Anona Yeshkena, the essential wisdom ones, will walk through Yeshkena. This is not necessarily inner work, Iokona, in the traditional way. It will be like an opportunity will come, Ioshkona, and something will catch your curiosity, Ioshkona, and you will walk towards it and then through the portal, Iokona, or the doorway. They're showing me one kind of flip. It's like it's a flipping of the light. Like if you were in one space, it's almost like an hourglass. You know, like you turn it upside down and you've got a new sequence of time that's you're following. There will be some sort of a flip. I see that. There'll be something that Anona Yeshkena. And that was actually in keeping with something else I had received. But they're showing me that there's a flip. And it almost looks like an hourglass. It's like somebody just very decisively takes the hourglass and flips it to the other direction. Yokona ni Yeshkena na ni Yoko. You know. That's interesting. We'll have to ask more about that. This is enough for now. Anona Yeshkena na ni Yoko. We love you, we love you, we love you. Yoshkona na ni Yeshkena. And we wish you adieu.
Do you have paper?